The Action Line on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And now joining us in studio, we have Dr. Amy Sayward, history professor and coordinator of MTSU's American Democracy Project chapter. So I guess starting out, what is that?
So the American Democracy Project is an effort by the American Association of State Colleges and Universities. It's about 20 years old that said, gee, we're doing a great job of educating our state's students, but we also need to make sure that we're educating the next generation of citizens. Are we, in our educational efforts, making sure that we're providing the civic education that our students, our leaders of the future, need so that they can lead in the future?
And coming up, I believe just in a couple of days, MTSU's Constitution Day observance featuring keynote speaker David Brooks of the New York Times and traditional Constitution readings across the campus. So tell us more about that.
Yes, so we will start a little later this morning with the first reading of the Constitution. So students volunteer and they read. We've divided into 110 sections. It takes us about an hour and 15 minutes to read through the entire Constitution. From the preamble, we the people, all the way through all of the amendments, we find that a lot of times students, in reflecting on it, say, gee, never actually read or even listened to the whole thing. And especially when folks are like, oh, that's unconstitutional. Well, do you know what the Constitution says specifically about that?
You know, I was going to ask, when you are working with students who are in college, are you ever surprised at maybe how little they know about the Constitution once they come into the classroom?
So I like to say that they all leave knowing more than they knew at the front end when they're in my classroom, especially. I teach freshmen a lot at MTSU, and I sometimes use something called a reacting to the past game that my students all take on roles of people who are actually at the Constitutional Convention and have to debate some of the key issues that went into the Constitution about whether we'll have equal or proportional representation, you know, whether slavery, you know, how slavery might fit into the Constitution, a big part of the debate, how long presidents should be serving, whether they can be reelected. So all of those key issues that went into our Constitution. So they certainly come out knowing a lot more at the end than they did at the beginning.
And as these students start your class versus at the end of the semester, what are the things that surprise them the most that they learn about?
So they tend to, and I think most of us do this, they know the end of the story already. In hindsight, they're like, well, of course we have, you know, a president who serves 4 years, and of course we have divided the power of the legislature between a Senate. And then they dig into, gee, that was not at all the expected outcome at the beginning. That it took, you know, in the case of the legislature, James Madison, to come up with what historians call the Great Compromise, because it really was a breakthrough that most of the folks at the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia thought either we should have equal representation, that each state should have the same number of representatives, what we have in the Senate today, or that it should be proportional, that all American sort of votes or representatives should be considered equally, so that states with larger populations, Virginia was the largest state at that time, should have more representatives. And so to actually figure out how to bring both of those views together to ensure that states and people had equitable representation took a lot of compromise, a lot of discussion.
David Brooks, the guest keynote speaker who is going to be on the MTSU campus, he writes a column in the New York Times. He's been a guest many times, I believe, on PBS and a lot of other shows too.
Mm-hmm.
What What is it about him that you think students will find perhaps fascinating?
So one of the things that I appreciate about David Brooks is, and probably as a historian, so his undergraduate degree is in history, and he often cites or talks about the philosophers, the other thinkers that have influenced him. So he encourages people who agree or disagree with him to go back to and engage with those historical perspectives. He often references Hobbes, for example, a classic a political philosopher. And so I think that's helpful for students. It's not just, this is my opinion. This is the opinion that I have developed based on reading this, engaging with this, which is the type of thinking, critical thinking, engaged thinking that we want all of our students at MTSU to do.
Again, with us right now in studio, Dr. Amy Sayward, history professor and coordinator of MTSU's American Democracy Project. And in that department of history, that's got to be an interesting place to be because there is so much fascinating history regarding America.
There is. So I'm a specialist in post-1945 U.S. foreign policy, which I say my field's always growing because we add a new year, a new president, a new secretary of state on a continuing basis. One of the things, however, that I remind my colleagues in U.S. history, they're like, oh, we have to cover all of American history in two semesters, and it's so hard. I said, now remember, we have colleagues in World Civ who cover Origins of Humankind to 1500 in one semester.
Wow.
So they're a little less sympathetic to we have too much history to cram into a semester.
Is, I guess, for students who are coming in as freshmen, how interested are they in history in general?
So it varies, of course. A lot of students think that history is lots of names and dates and memorizing information. I teach our course called Teaching Historical Thinking, preparing especially high school history teachers. And we use a book by a historian called Sam Weinberg, whose most recent book is called Why Study History When It's All on My Phone? Because the idea is, if it's just dates and people and memorizing, you know, I can Google who invented the cotton gin and get that answer. Why would I memorize it? And in our field, we really have shifted from that sort of memorization as information becomes much more readily available than when I was in college or high school, to how do we make sure that the sources that we're looking at are reliable, are factual? How do we make sense of conflicting perspectives? How do we tell a story that is true, that is engaging, much like your previous guests were talking about?
You know, there's not a simple timeline for the shaping and introduction of America.
No.
And I don't know if students wish that there was, because I do believe, as I said in that last interview, I think we live in this 5 to 15 second soundbite world, and it's hard to really understand. There's a whole lot more going on than just 15 seconds worth of words.
So much going on. You know, even when we look at just the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, the records that we have to read through the Federalist Papers that came out afterwards, James Madison's papers, and to try to, for our students, get into a different language pattern. The way that people spoke in the 1770s is much different than the way people speak today, to try to really dive into that mindset, into those documents, into the various people who are influencing. It takes a lot of study, a lot of paying attention.
I bet it does, especially when it comes to legal type documents. That's mm-hmm. got to be even harder to understand, because legal documents today are hard to understand.
I have a student right now who is trying to write a unit plan about Andrew Jackson for eighth graders, which is a challenge because the state standards require that you cover three different U.S. Supreme Court decisions, and then how to make those legible, understandable to eighth graders is really a task when you're taking a different century's language and Supreme Court language about precedents and trying to make it accessible to those eighth graders.
So again, this big event coming up, and you said it starts today?
It starts today with the first reading of the Constitution at 11 o'clock this morning. Our College of Media and Entertainment will be right on the quad in front of the library, kicking us off.
And it then wraps up, is it Wednesday that it kind of closes out?
Yes, so Wednesday at 1 o'clock before the David Brooks event, the College of Liberal Arts and the College of Basic and Applied Sciences will be in the Peck Hall courtyard. We do invite all of these events are welcome our community members as well. For the David Brooks event, there will be free parking in the lot right next to the baseball stadium, which is also right across the street from Tucker Theater. So we certainly would invite any interested people to come read the Constitution with us, to come hear David Brooks, and to hear our students engaging with David Brooks.
So they're going to be asking, the students are going to be asking him questions.
Yes, we have a panel of four students who are part of the American Democracy Project student organization. Later this afternoon, we're running through those questions and getting them ready so that they won't be nervous on Wednesday.
And then that will be in the Tucker Theater?
It will. We do have a no backpack policy, both for fire and other security issues, but we certainly hope that we'll fill the theater. And if it is full, or if you're not able to make it to campus, it'll also be live streamed on the Tucker Theater YouTube channel.
And people can learn more online. I guess the easiest way, just type in MTSU News, maybe Constitution Day after that.
Yes, and that should get them the link if they want to watch the live stream.
Sounds great. Again, Dr. Amy Sayward, history professor and coordinator of MTSU's American Democracy Project, and the big event that is going on this week now through Wednesday on the MTSU campus. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
From brakes and alignments to new tires and wheels, Tire World, locally owned and operated in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Online at tireworld.us.
Listen each weekday morning at 9 o'clock for the Roundtable here on News Radio WGNS. Interesting hosts and guests with the news, views, and people that are shaping Rutherford County.
When I don't know what time it is, I look down at my Longines watch. I think Longines offers the best quality for the price, and that's why I recommend you to get a Longines watch from Bell Jewelers. Hi, this is Trevor from Bell Jewelers. Here at Bell Jewelers, our showcase is very full with Longines watches. We just got a huge shipment in. We got the top lines like Conquest, Legend Diver, and Zulu Time, and many of the other ones as well. Come see us at Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.